Hey guys, welcome to the Daily Divine Feminine Podcast. It's a podcast for any of you that want to deepen your connection with your divine using spirituality, personal growth, and psychology tools to manifest the life that you deserve. Thanks for being here today, and I'm so excited for you to embark on this journey. And together, we can realize that we are all more alike than we are different. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of the Daily Divine Feminine. I'm your host, Vivian B. And today is Q&A Thursday. Every Thursday, you guys ask questions on our Instagram at the Daily Divine Feminine, and I answer them. It's a weekly thing, and it's just a way for us to get more of a conversation going and answer your specific questions. So thank you so much to everyone that submitted those. You guys had some really, really good questions, so it was hard to decide which ones I would answer. There were a couple common themes around certain questions, so I decided to answer those today. And if your question didn't get answered, please come back next week and submit that. I would love to answer your question, and let's get right into it. The first question is from Mickey Suwa, and she asks, tips on manifesting. So a lot of you guys were wondering about how I manifest and just different tips, and I love that so much. And I think that with the new year coming up, it's the perfect time to set intentions and figure out what you want to manifest this upcoming year, both short term and long term. So I will answer this question, but I did want to mention that the next question will actually be about manifestations that actually came true in my life. So this first question I will answer with the different ways that I manifest and the tools and just different tips to start manifesting. And then I will go into how those ended up working out in my life personally. I will definitely do more long episodes and get into detail. So this will be kind of like a list of different tips for manifesting, but I could go on and on, honestly, about manifesting. But I think that the most important one is to believe it will happen. And this is something that's so important, and you can make vision boards and repeat affirmations, but if you don't feel as if it will happen and that you are deserving of it, you may find ways for it to not happen, and you will manifest that you won't have that. So this means truly believing in yourself and honestly living your life with that belief in mind that it already happened. Like the saying, fake it till you make it, honestly helps. It's waking up and living as the person you want to be. Because you can say you want to be more confident, that you want to live a healthier lifestyle, and you can have it all in your head, but unless you take action, it doesn't really matter. So it's making that decision, believing that it will happen, and feel the feeling of it being true. And think about what you do want. Don't think about what you don't want. Don't focus on the reasons why you can't, because you will focus on that only, and it will set you back. And take baby steps. I think that it can get overwhelming, especially if it's a big shift in your life or a lot of changes going on. It can be a catalyst to make manifestations true. And it's okay to think big picture, but in order for it to happen, break it down. So this can mean identifying habits that support your manifestations and identity statements. And I do encourage using vision boards like Pinterest. I've always used Pinterest. I think that it sets seeds of possibilities in your mind of things that maybe you didn't even know were possible. So once you have that idea that it's possible, you can find ways and how to make it happen in your life. And I think another really, really key thing that goes kind of unnoticed is using social media as a tool, not a distraction. So you can use your Instagram or your TikTok as this kind of interactive daily vision board. And it's important to filter through who you follow, because if you look at your feed every day and it makes you feel a certain way, I would hope that it's a positive way, because this is so important. This is your choice on who you follow and how you use your social media. And this can be especially important if you find yourself lacking confidence in yourself, or comparing yourself instead of being inspired, or being jealous of what other people have instead of thinking about what they did in order to achieve that. And I think that mindset change is so important, because this is a choice you make every day. And unless you really think about what choices you're making, you can go through day by day unknowingly creating limiting beliefs in your head and restricting yourself from what you can do because you're thinking about what other people are doing and what you lack. So if you switch that mindset, it can open so many more opportunities for you. And that's honestly so key when manifesting, is to think of in a place of inspiration and abundance and believing that will happen and doing things. And be ready to not only think about what you want, but be ready to work for it. It's not something you just think about. It's actions speak louder than words. So I could go on and on about this, but that's kind of like a list of the different tips I would have for manifesting. All right, the next question is from Shellen X, and she asks, stories of manifestations coming into fruition. So I want to say I started manifesting unintentionally when I was little. And as I got older, I actually realized this, but basically, I would say that manifesting can be in a lot of different ways. And I think birthday wishes, like when I blew out my candles, I would truly, truly wish like the same thing every year until it happened. And the first one I would say is getting Jasper. That was my first manifestation to come true. I was not allowed to have a dog growing up, and I love dogs. So I would make PowerPoints about why I should have a dog. I would study books on how to take care of dogs, and I would go to the library and like just get a book every week about dogs. And I actually memorized a whole book about different dog breeds. So to this day, I actually know like every dog breed. And this is like an obsession with, I just wanted a dog so bad. And I just knew I was gonna have my own dog the moment I could. And that was when I moved out of the house. And it happened. And Jasper's like the best dog ever. He was a manifestation, literally dream come true. I like would blow out my candles and be like, I wish for a dog that loves me and is cute and just is really friendly and loves people. And that's exactly what Jasper is. And I just remember believing it would happen. And yeah, so that was one manifestation coming true. Another one is moving out when I was 18 and living in downtown Seattle. This is a dream I had. And I had that dream when I was 11 years old. I recently actually found out that I would talk about this and be like, yeah, I'm gonna move out. I'm gonna live in downtown in my own apartment at like 11, being like, it's going to happen. And I never doubted it. And I found ways to make it happen. I just knew like every time. There's a specific bridge that, if you're familiar with Seattle, it's I-5, and it's that bridge that overlooks the skyline, and it goes over Lake Union. And I would go every weekend to a grocery shop in Chinatown with my mom, and I remember that drive specifically. I would look forward to that view of the whole city and the water right there, and every time we passed by, in my head, I would be like, I'm gonna live there. And I started doing this, like I said, when I was 11. So I visualized myself being there. I believed I will be there. And I just like knew it would happen. And I found ways to make it happen. When I turned 18, I was a senior. And as soon as I graduated, I had already signed my lease. And I had bought Jasper. So like literally the moment I could, after walking across that stage, I was at my downtown apartment with my dog that I've been dreaming about since I was 11. So that came true, and it's just amazing, honestly. And then it's actually kind of cool because when I bought my house, I was like so beyond grateful for that. And it started because I like loved looking at Zillow in real estate at a young age as well. And so I would look at houses and figure out like pricing and the trend in the market and understand like how much it would cost to own a house. And I was really good at saving my money because I knew I wanted to buy a house and I knew that it was going to happen. I didn't know when, I just knew. It ended up happening when I was 19. I bought my first house and I recently just sold it. And it's allowed me so much in terms of experience. And also I was able to rent it out while I lived in California. So that was a great opportunity. And it all started with doing a lot of research and believing that it would happen and then following through with saving up money and just finding ways to make it happen, even if, you know, at that age it's kind of like, what is she doing, like she's so young. It didn't make sense to other people, but I knew like this is what I needed to do for my future, and it worked out, and I'm beyond grateful. I honestly think that the key thing, I just want to reiterate this, if you are manifesting, is to believe it will happen. That's just the most important thing, because you will find ways to make it happen if you believe it. And that's key. All right, so last question is from Keisha Poo, and she asks, how to be more confident in yourself? This is a very commonly asked question, and I definitely want to do more episodes focused on this and different ways that you can build your confidence. But I'll go ahead and just kind of run through a few things that I think of when thinking about how to be more confident. And the first thing I would say is posture. I think that your posture is so important, and I honestly grew up with not very good posture. My mom would always correct me. And it wasn't really until the past year that I was like, dude, yeah, you definitely need to work on your posture. And it's one thing about how you look. It's another about how it makes you feel. And body language is actually like nonverbal. All of that is a huge part of communication that you unknowingly absorb. When you see someone that has their eyes on the ground, that is hunched over as they walk, that's fidgety, it's not as confident as someone that walks into a room with their head held a little bit higher, engaging eye contact, and the posture is huge. So this just means standing straight up. It just shows that you are confident, that you're sure of yourself. And it's a little thing, but if you don't think about it, you don't really realize. But yeah, it just makes you feel like more open and confident when you stand up straight. And you can work on this by literally, like, there's like YouTube videos if you want to go into how posture can affect your confidence. But personally, that's something that I noticed and that I worked on that has been actually a habit now for me. But it wasn't always like that, and it's definitely helped me a lot and feel more confident. Another thing is to wear things that make you feel good. And this is important because you look good, you feel good. And I want to kind of point out that something that may look good on someone else may not make you feel good when you wear it. I just think it's so important to stay true to who you are, and the way that you express yourself a lot is through your style. So whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable in yourself, that's what I mean by this. Because if you're wearing something that isn't you, or that, you know, you just don't feel comfortable in, it shows. So I think that finding things that you feel comfortable in is key, that makes you feel more confident in yourself. And it's fun to be able to kind of style yourself in a way that expresses who you are, makes you feel good. So this can mean wearing certain colors or certain styles. If you are confident about a certain part of your body, like, feel free to find different clothing pieces that accentuate that, and maybe find ones that, you know, if you aren't particularly confident in a certain area, like, you don't have to wear clothes that highlight that. If that's something you're working on, it's completely okay. So just make sure you're comfortable in what you're wearing, and it will reflect in your confidence for sure. Another thing, I guess, when it comes to confidence in maybe conversation and social settings, I think that one of the things that can be kind of hard is going into a situation with expectations of how you should act or what you should talk about. And one tip I would say is to realize that, you know, you can ask questions. People love talking about themselves. If you don't know what to talk about, just ask questions. And the key thing is to listen, to understand, not necessarily to respond. Because people remember the way you make them feel, not necessarily what you say. So I think that can help in situations to focus on the good things that can happen, and that you don't have to be perfect to be confident. You just have to believe in what you're doing, and that you are capable of whatever you put your mind to, and you practice ways to do that. And that can be also in self-care. Self-care is another huge thing I think in helping you feel confident, because when you take care of yourself, that shows. So finding ways to take time to take care of yourself is so huge. And that's why I love self-care so much, because when you love yourself, it reflects. Fill your own cup first before you fill others. Like, it's so huge. Take that time because you deserve it. And I think that's huge when feeling confident in yourself. All right, my loves, that is it for today's episode. Thank you again so much for all your amazing questions. And I just want you to know that you are so loved. I feel like there were a lot of the same questions around manifesting, which is so exciting, because that's it. The seeds you're planting are the foundation to, you know, amazing things in your future. So I'm so excited to be starting this next year with you guys. I want to do more episodes on manifesting and habits and just actual ways you can grow and love the life you're living. I want to thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to leave a review if you liked it. It means a lot to me to know that these episodes make a difference and help you in any way. Also, if you want to follow our Instagram, it's at The Daily Divine Feminine, where I do daily affirmations and kind of more just insight on topics like this. I write everything up myself, so I just really want to help you guys live your best lives, and it means a lot to me and knowing what exactly I can do to do that. But yeah, I'll go ahead and leave you guys with some affirmations. My attitude has the power to alter circumstances. I deserve a life of purpose and abundance. I embrace change as opportunities to grow.